Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Joan, one of the things that I know is going to happen this year, if something it doesn't change it, is the George Bush tax cuts that so famously brought us out of that recession in the doldrums of the early part of the last decade and got the economy going. Those are coming to, they're going to be sunsetting and going away at the end of 2010, aren't they?
Right.
And that's got a lot of people concerned. A lot of businesses don't know how to budget because we don't know what a tax bill is going to be next year. And so that, you know, that's those are some concerns. What are some other tax issues that are on the table?
Well, Congress, in a bizarre turn of events, as I think we've talked about, let the estate tax expire at the end of the year. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but the problem is if current law continues the way it was written, the estate tax is going to go from zero this year to something very extremely restrictive next year that we haven't seen in years. It would be a $1 million exemption amount, and I think it's a 55% top rate.
Right.
Of course, nobody wants that to happen.
Right. So as of this year, it's as if it was back, you know, over 100 years ago before we ever had an estate tax.
Right, but only for this year.
So you better die this year, folks.
Right. There's a lot of black humor about people needing to die this
year.
Yeah,
yeah.
But even if you did die this year, the problem is you have congressional leaders saying that they are going to reinstate it retroactive to January 1st.
That will not. Yeah, that's if you hey politicians, listen up. If you want to make sure you don't get reelected, do that.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, there's a question of whether that could be challenged in court, whether that would be upheld.
Yeah.
A retroactive reinstatement of this tax. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Now,
Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
I was just going to say I think this could be another impact of the Scott Brown election. I mean, I think there's going to be a groundswell of opposition to either any kind of anything retroactive or not changing, not making the estate tax at least be back to the higher exemptions than as it was last year.
Well, yeah, when I say restore the estate tax, I don't mean they're going to restore it to the $1 million exemption.
Right.
The idea would be to continue maybe the $3.5 million exemption, or I think because of the Scott Brown election, you probably have more of an ability to get the $5 million exemption.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that would be good for, you know, the vast majority of small businesses.
That's exactly right. If you've got an estate much bigger than that, then you probably got the wherewithal to protect it through trusts and things like that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big problem, Joan, are the family businesses and farms where the assets are tied up in the real estate.
Right.
Or in the physical assets.
And equipment, sure.
It can't be liquidated because then you wouldn't have a business, a going concern. But then when the owner dies without any kind of an estate plan that would avoid the taxes, then literally the family has to sell, liquidate whatever the physical assets that have just appreciated over all this time, and then basically you're out of business.
Exactly.
And see, that's what a lot of politicians don't understand about small business. When they talk about taxing, when they talk about a small business making a lot of money, Joan, a lot of that's phantom income. It's income from the business, but it doesn't mean that they got the cash. It's not W-2 income.
That's right.
But when it goes from the business, a sub-S corporation business, to your personal return, that income from that business, it comes with taxable income, but it doesn't come most of the time with the taxes with the cash to pay you that.
Right. You can't get your money, your hands on that money without ruining the business.
It's the it's phantom income,
right.
And it's a killer. What else, Joan?
Oh, well, we think that this year, the higher expensing caps for businesses known as Section 179 are going to be raised because now it's fallen back to $134,000.
Is that what it is now?
$134,000. Okay. So it's going to go back up to $250,000.
Okay, good. But I'll tell you something, Joan. That's good. That's a good thing. But that's not a big help to most small businesses.
Okay.
I mean, if you
have
over 100 employees, you know, it's good. I mean, I want to keep it, but it's not. Don't give us that and act like you've, you know.
You're not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
No, we're not going to do that. But we're not going to give you any big attaboys.
Okay.
You know, the big deal is the marginal rates, Joan, and capital gains. Those are the big deals.
Well, I'm afraid to make any, after seeing what Congress did with the estate tax last year, which was nothing. I'm afraid to make any predictions this year about income tax rates. I just don't know. It's a mess up there.
Who knows? Hey, Joan, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good.
Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. What would we do without her and Kiplinger folks? They do good work. Don't forget, it's still a family-owned business. How about that? They're like third generation since 1923. Great American story. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I want to remind you, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.